we are, back again for the first time.
El tres.
El número tres.
Emo Brown, the saddest Mexican. Yo soy Stevo. The conductor of this runaway train of emotions.
Yeah.
And to my left is an ugly ass motherfucker by the name of Chris Glasses.
Am I a passenger on said train?
This motherfucker. And I'm ugly in the sense of your personality.
I'm gonna take off my glasses.
All right, yeah. Va a haber lágrimas.
I'm ready for them.
Them glasses are gonna get a little bit humid. Oh. Motherfucker gave himself his own nickname.
I did not give my own.
Proven nickname. Son facts.
Not a fact. Fake news.
And then my other buddy over here.
Hi.
Oh, he's on good terms this week?
This fucking guy. He's on good terms. This fucking guy showed up to a pool party, never took off his hat. That's my hair joke of the week. Georgie.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Do you know why I wear that hat?
Why?
Because I don't want the top of my stupid-ass dome getting burned. And I know it's going to happen.
Same hat you're wearing right now?
Probably.
It was the same. I doubt this fucker showered.
I'm just trying to look at what it says. Sex monster?
It says sex and monsters.
It's like sex monster.
The other one would be scary. Sex monsters.
Sex monsters I would be
sounds
into.
Rapey. Sounds rapey.
Very
rapey.
I'm kind of into it.
Whoa. Like to being raped or you are aggressor? You're bad.
I would kind of be into getting sex monster.
You know what? We don't want to know what goes on in the behind closed doors
George's home. You know that gif I sent you guys? I was kidding, but I'm kind of into it.
Oh,
dude.
I don't even talk about it. Nah,
You didn't even look at it?
I deleted the thread real quick.
You're such a big girl.
I don't need that kind
of... Although you call normies?
He's a big girl, too.
He's a big girl.
Are we normies? Is
that you what you call them? You guys are normie as fuck.
Good.
Yeah. It freaks me out how normie you are.
I enjoy being a normie.
I think I was maybe scared of being attracted to it, maybe.
Were you?
No,
you didn't know your true feelings?
I didn't know my true feelings about that.
I'm a normie and proud.
Whatever.
Así es el pedo. Hey, well, thank you for joining us. That's third episode. We're firing on all cylinders tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Or are we?
I am.
Okay, good.
I'm good.
All right, cool.
So wait, let me get this analogy. You're the conductor of the train.
Go ahead.
What's he?
The fucking caboose.
He's the caboose?
Yeah,
he's
very...
All right.
I want to be the dude throwing the coal. Sad coal onto this fucking train.
You just said, wait.
Right?
Always you know, I think he was right at home in the pool because nobody could see if he was crying.
Oh, yeah.
I was fucking crying, man. It was good.
You did say you were going to be on a good one today. What's on your mind? What's your saddest moment? Let's get into that straight ahead.
Straight ahead?
What's fucking going on with you?
I have not had we a hung saddest out a,
we
had,
moment. We've hung... Wait, whoa. Week. Repeat that. But in
I
English.
Have not had a saddest moment of the week.
Oh, okay.
I had a fattest moment of the week.
Fattest? Rhymes with saddest? Okay.
I've been... Out of the past 5 days, I've gone to McDonald's. Three times.
Pero por qué, güey? What'd she say to them?
Three times.
Did you not enjoy yourself? We went to the Balboa?
That was last week.
Did you not enjoy that burger?
Tasty, tasty burger.
That's one fucking tasty burger.
But like Thursday after the Morrissey event.
No, pues that's all it took.
I was a little buzzed.
That's all it took.
I was a little buzzed. It was like late at night. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be hungover tomorrow. Let me stop and get a McDonald's hamburger. Friday night as well. So Thursday and Friday night, I went and got McDonald's like at 11 o'clock at night, man.
And fuck, dude.
So fattest moment of the week.
But why do you go to McDonald's?
It's down the street. It's fast. It's easy. Yeah.
It's open.
Convenience wins always, huh?
So yeah, it's fattest and saddest?
Fattest and saddest, man. I
got
like
the raddest.
Two cheeseburgers, 10-piece nuggets.
Hey, güey, ya te pasaste de verga, güey.
And a McFlurry.
Oreo?
Oreo McFlurry.
Damn, boy.
Orale, champ.
And I always get the same shit, man.
I mean, I feel like at a fast food place, I'm a creature of habit, too.
Yeah, man. So.
Except that I go to El Carlos, El Carlitos Jovenito. I go and I get the superstar combo. I get it with the fries and the Oreo cookie shake.
Is that healthier than McDonald's?
I don't know
why I feel like it's healthier than McDonald's.
What? Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, because don't they
on the same
man.
Level,
don't
man.
Don't they cook it charbroiled their fucking meat now?
It's healthier than yours because mine was just one burger, not multiple burgers, and then like multiple nuggets. Orders of chicken nuggets. Come on, boy.
It's delicious. But as
you're getting older.
As soon as
you
I'm done
eating. You
can't
always rely on your looks.
As soon as I'm done eating, man, I feel fucking.
You feel like shit.
Like shit, man. Good. At the moment, I'm like happy. I'm smiling.
What? Fake news.
Get that sequel. Little giddy fat boy eating.
I feel happy and excited.
While he's ordering, he's happy.
And no, while I'm eating, man, I'm
the
all
second
smiling.
He finishes,
pre-coitus.
Like,
pre-fucking food
I'm
coitus.
Breathing all hard.
Damn, it is a sexual experience for you.
Dude, like, fast food sucks. Like, fast food, it's delicious at the time, but it sucks.
Damn.
Like, as soon as you're done, you just feel horrible, man.
It happens, brother. Todos tenemos nuestro lado flaco. But if you keep it up, that lado flaco is going to turn into a cerdo.
I'm fucking big just as fuck right now. I didn't want to take off my shirt today at the pool.
But you did. And we all saw it. Them titties were out on display today.
Do I have tits? Did I have tits?
I don't know. I wasn't looking at you.
You looked a little.
Nah.
Oh, man.
Get on the Georgie. Saddest moment of your week. How you feeling? What did we do this week together? Oh, shit. All right, go ahead.
My saddest moment of the week is sort of a continuation of last time that we spoke. So I come to realize that my older kid is turning 5 this month. And it freaks me the fuck out because that means I'm one step closer to the edge.
And you're about to
break.
And I'm about
to break.
Cálmate, pinche Ben. ¿Cómo se llama? Benigans. Chester Bennigan.
You know what? I had a really, really like existential crisis the other week when I was like,
glasses might not understand.
Yeah, big words, bro. Come on, relax.
I felt bad in my brainy parts.
There we go. I get a headache, man. Come on. I'm gonna take it as an insult.
He took off his glasses. His persona.
I'm gonna take it as an insult.
He only understands these things when his glasses are on.
You use a big word. I don't get it.
I
get it.
It kind of freaked me out a little bit because I don't feel mid age or middle aged, but like.
You're not middle aged,
but we're heading there.
Well, duh.
5 more years.
We're all gonna die. We're not dead yet, but we're all gonna fucking
die.
That's
what I mean. I had a bit of like a oh fuck. And I don't want to get too much into it, but my dad's year of passing was this last Thursday. Oh. Hey, you wanted saddest moment, and I got to thinking, I go, well, I mean, I'm already halfway to where he died. So, you know, better probably start taking care of myself a little bit better. It freaked me out a little bit.
But what do you attribute to taking better care of yourself?
Well, I need to stop drinking beer first and foremost. That's
what the fuck did beer ever do to you?
Yeah,
I drink too much of it.
How much is too much?
I don't even really.
Let me hear it.
Yeah, he told me about this. I was like, whoa.
Okay, how much beer do you drink?
Probably.
Huh?
Like a 24 pack a week.
You know what? No, it's a lot of beer. It's a lot of beer. But you're not drinking like heavy beer. You're probably drinking like. What, Coors Coronas Light? Or Pacifico or Coors?
No, I wish.
What are you drinking?
I'm picking up McKellar's, dude.
Damn, you are. You probably have the diabetes.
God, I hope not.
That shit has a lot of dextrose, a lot of fucking lactose.
I know, man. I'm telling you.
I'm looking at him concerned.
Here it is. We may not be at the best place to produce this podcast, being that we're located at a fucking brewery.
Yeah.
And as you pound another fucking IPA.
You fucking enabler. But really, I don't eat a bunch of sweets outside of... Like beer, really. Like beer is my sugar, basically.
I love sweets, man.
Yeah, I get you. I mean,
did I bum you out too much?
I'm at a brewery every day of my life.
Yeah,
you know, I'm here. I don't drink. I'll maybe have like an 8 ounce pour a day if that. You know, I'm much more of a whiskey fella myself, and even then, I don't drink that much. So it's not a matter of being in this place. It's a matter of your willpower,
or
lack thereof.
What about you? Saddest moment.
Fuck your saddest moments.
Right. Oh, yours is better?
Yours is sadder?
No. I'm going to make it a happy moment. Oh. You know what happened?
Hold on.
Okay.
I didn't know we could do that.
Pete, you just talked about death. I don't want to take it even lower. That's ridiculous.
Well, the whole point is that it needs to be the saddest moment.
Yeah, we're not
is.
The happiest Mexicans.
But you know what?
We're the saddest Mexicans.
No, man. I can't do that. I feel like we're going to put people over the edge.
This is unfair, and this is bullshit.
Nah, you know what, again, since you brought up the kids, the saddest moment is my kids know that we're leaving out of town.
Oh, they started crying.
Nah.
And you started crying with them.
I cry inside. But my kid, like today, like I'm coming to the podcast. They're going, where are you going, Daddy? Oh, I'm going to go to the brewery. I'm going to the podcast. But you're leaving tomorrow. And I was like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Don't you want to watch a movie? Don't you want to watch a movie with us before you guys leave? And I was like, I'll be back. And then he was.
That sucks.
That made me sad.
You know, look, I can see it in your eyes, dude.
Inside
you're about to cry.
I was going to cry.
Jackie? Holy shit.
But then,
dude, you're going to cry?
No, but then I
cry.
No, you know
cry.
I was
sad. Cry, cry, cry.
So that makes me sad because he knows how to say some shit.
Andale, champ.
Oh, shit. We just had a...
Oh, my God.
A visitor. The white perspective. The white noise has arrived. His name is Matt Cieselsack. He's one of our good friends. We'll get to him later. Oversized body.
Fuck.
But you know what? I was going to talk about a happy moment because.
Okay, yeah, please do.
A happy moment. Bitch, did we all hang out for the first time ever outside of a podcast?
Yes, we did.
That was a yes.
Was that was really fun, Friday? By the way.
Was that? We that took was Friday, a fucking right? field trip. Dave, you missed out. Dave doesn't
Cat,
care.
F Cat's like, he's like, was that shit basketball?
Dave went.
If it wasn't basketball, he doesn't care.
Dave didn't go with us.
He did not.
We went to a Padre game, but we didn't just go to a Padre game. We went to a Padre game, a sweet experience.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was kind of stupid.
We went to the Cox Cable sponsored suite. I'm not saying that this podcast is sponsored by Cox Cable, but today's episode is sponsored by Cox Cable Wi-Fi, a better choice for internet. You know, it's just a small business. Dude, if you're a small business, I feel like Cox Cable is the way to go.
I feel like Pretty Woman that day.
I wanted to treat you like Pretty Woman.
I definitely felt like we were super outclassed in that fucking suite.
News alert. Motherfucker, we're outclassed at McDonald's. If you don't believe me, as this fat fuck when he went there.
No, man. I felt out of place.
Outclassed.
Fucking, I felt out of place. You kind of fit in. You had on a little fucking collared shirt.
At McDonald's?
No, at the fucking suite. At the Padre game.
It was a fun time.
You fit in.
We drank. Like you fit in there. We ate hot dogs.
You ate a hot dog.
We ate ice creams.
I did not have an ice cream.
Fuck you guys.
I doubled up on hot dog though.
So yeah, my saddest moment, one-upped by our a happy moment.
Yeah, that was
a team bonding experience.
That was a good time. I mean, I got
to know you guys.
We didn't really watch the game all that much.
No, we didn't watch the game at all. As a matter of fact, we went to the Elwood after the game. We were on a good one. We were screaming emo songs in the car.
You guys were on a good one?
I wasn't singing. You've been a bitter fuck these days. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good.
Happy times are here again?
Yeah, I feel appreciated by everybody.
Damn.
I got so many messages.
Tell me you didn't get an outreach group. People think you're going to jump off a fucking bridge, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever see me check
and
in?
And they don't actually know his real saddest moment.
Real saddest moment.
I feel like if you give this fucker 5 minutes alone on the mic, he'll tell everybody his real sad moments.
As soon as you guys walk away,
like my abuelita says, she doesn't speak English. Shit or get off the pot, pussy.
How does she say that? She doesn't speak English. That's where I was getting with my whole point.
Let's hear the translation of that in actual Spanish, please.
Yeah. That's it. That's all she knows in English.
That's all she knows.
She just says it in English. Shit or get off the pot.
I like how you make up shit for your grandma.
Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing like whiny motherfuckers like you, like go on social media and just have like, ay.
When have I been
me
whiny?
Duele el alma, voy a matar.
When have I been whiny?
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
When have I been whiny?
You want to jump off a bridge? Fucking jump off a bridge.
Just do it.
Just fucking do it.
Just do it. I agree.
I feel like if you do it, you're kidding.
Wait. Back up. The Emo Brown podcast does not condone jumping off a bridge. Thank you very much.
Oh shit!
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for what?
For just doing it, bitch.
For stop being a bitch.
Stop being a little whiny bitch.
When have I been whiny?
When have I been whiny?
I haven't been whiny.
When have you not been? You probably are whiny when you're sleeping. Fucking sleep. I'm happy you're feeling better.
I'm good.
I'm happy you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank
you. Fucking happy for you.
Again, I was not directed anything towards him last week, but you thought I was.
When you say.
Look, now I'm looking at him because I'm talking to him. We were having a conversation that day. I was not talking about
Side note. Him. Last week, this fucker said something about, I feel underappreciated.
I never said
that. And like 15 to 20 people reached out to him. I appreciate you, Glasses. Glasses, I like you. What do you need?
Yes.
Dude, this fucking podcast has become like an ego boost. For my Middle Eastern American friend over here.
Yeah, for real, dude.
He represents all of Baghdad.
He is emo Baghdad.
It's his first taste of the podcast life, and he's lapping it up.
Jotin.
But just
Major League Jotin, dog.
For the record, I was not talking about you.
I don't give a fuck if you're talking about me.
If somebody's
looking at me and saying, I feel underappreciated. I do a lot of things for a lot of people, and I don't get anything in return. Fuck, you were looking right at me, bitch.
He was sitting right in front of me.
If only you could have seen this face that Chris Glasses just did as Steve-O. It was fucking incredible. His little face he did, he'd go,
hocico tú también, güey. Shit, cocksuckers. All right, so we posted a question earlier this week.
Oh, man.
What was the question?
What monster scared the shit out of you as a young Emo Brown?
Okay, so you posted...
Specifically curtailed to the Beaners growing up. Because I know, like, most of us are fucking Catholic. Not by choice, just by forceful will.
Yeah.
Going to church on Sundays was just... For me, I'm not going to lie. We went to church all the time. Our Lady of Guadalupe in Barrio Logan. And what the fuck I look forward to every Sunday at noon was leaving church, and going to like the Mexican style swap meet, un tianguis outside of church, bro. And there was like churros and chicharrón and a bunch of like elote and just different food. And like I would buy CDs of my favorite narco traficantes, the rapper, Mexican outside cartel singer outside of church, bro. Like it didn't what make sense. They? But yeah, I would buy Chalino CDs and like Los Tucanes CDs and an elote cup. So I was 9, 10.
So you split this into two things earlier.
Go ahead.
You basically said, what experiences do we have with the paranormal?
Go ahead.
And also what we're scared of.
Go ahead.
Right? It's two different things.
Are you scared to tackle both of them?
Well, no.
Is it overwhelming? What the fuck?
Not at all.
Is it too late on a Sunday?
But I've got a story. So
tell me a story, Jim Morrison.
So my family and I were on a road trip through Mexico on our way to Mulegé. We were meeting some family, and we met up with some cousins of mine. And they told me this story, and I'm sure this is not true, because now I'm a grown-ass adult, and now I understand. They were telling me about this story about this little kid who had a room full of Smurfs. Hold up. Smurf lamp, Smurf wallpaper, Smurf pillow, Smurf blanket, the whole deal. And one day, this kid disappears. Just gone. This is the stupidest thing that I've ever said out loud. But what they find out is that each of the little Smurfs in his room have little drops of blood on their mouth. And I was like 8 at the time that they told me this story.
Was your dick chafing or something?
It scared the fuck out of me, dude. The whole rest of this trip, I was depressed because I was like, dude, in a world that Smurfs eat you, I can't be part of it. So it fucked up my whole trip. And I got home and my mom was like, I'm going to buy you a toy because you were a good dude on this trip. I was like, I was in KB Toys like, nothing matters because there are Smurfs that eat people.
Cállate, güey.
Dude, it fucked me up. It fucked me up real bad.
You're for real with this shit, right?
I'm not even fucking kidding, dude.
Was it Smurfette at least?
No, why well,
did
don't,
you put something in Smurfette's mouth?
I don't even know that.
What are those called? Furries?
That far of it, dude. Furries. But furries. Seriously, dude.
Producer George is a furry.
He became a furry. At that moment, I knew I was an
8-year-old furry.
Not a furry necessarily, but hey. I don't kink shame. Damn. But yeah, dude, it fucked me up for like a good year. And it was like 4th to 5th grade where I was just kind of a moody fucker and like nobody could explain it. And I couldn't tell anybody like it's because of the Smurfs. It's fucked up. But anyways, that's my story.
But that's a popular thing though, right?
What?
With the Smurfs or like duendes, right? Like in Mexican fucking culture, like that. Duendes, Smurfs, like kidnap little kids and shit, right? That's a big thing. Like,
I believe those are called incubuses, right?
No, but I mean,
those
like,
are sex monsters.
Yeah, those are sex monsters. But I'm talking about
sex like your hat.
Yeah. I'm talking about like Smurfs that kidnap kids at night and stuff like that, or like little midgets. Because my friend had the same experience where he swears that his mom saw something lift him up out of the crib and was taking him away, and had to like
she had to fight for his life.
She had to like get him back, like. And since we were kids to now, he still swears by that story, bro, man, that he got taken out of his crib by a little fucking duendes, taken. Man. Taken, whatever.
That's the second fucking time you've said taken today, bro.
Whatever, bro, let it be. Just let it fucking be a Mexican,
brown
bro.
Belt on the mats.
Okay.
But not in fucking spelling, not in grammar, let it be.
I'm going to tell you something real quick.
Brown belt on the mats, but we're number one in our hearts.
Yes.
There it is.
Thank you. As fucking beaners or just like, I don't know if it's a Latin thing. I feel like a lot of crazy shit happens as little kids. Like scary wise, mm-hmm. You know, that's real shit. Yeah. Like I didn't do drugs. I didn't smoke weed. I was a little dude. And I just felt like, fuck, there's a lot of weird shit. I had a Ouija board.
Fuck that.
I'm going to tell you anyway. I had a Ouija board.
You dumb motherfucker.
I was, still am. But I had a Ouija board and my sister and I would fuck around with it. Blah, blah, blah. In our old house in Benita.
Did everything just shake right now?
No, there was we would mess with it and play with it. And we swore like, it's got to be real.
Oh, that's smart.
Like, don't be an asshole. It's got to be real. Like, it's just you and it's me. There was a dude named Hank, apparently, who was in our property or in our house. That was the name of the guy.
I'll never go to your house again.
Weird shit happened at that house. But in this specific instance, it was the Ouija board. Ouija board, bro. We used the Ouija board. It scared us. La, la, la. We threw it out, man.
Fuck yeah.
I threw it out.
And then it came back.
It came back,
under
right?
my fucking bed, bro.
See, that's the same. I've heard that story, too, from other people before, man.
No.
Sister did it.
Bro, you can ask her.
I hope she probably did to scare the fuck out of you.
I hope she did. Because she did.
Sister
did
it.
And that shit was under my bed. My sister was like 7. She didn't have the smarts to pull that shit
off. Smarter than you,
homie. Yeah, it's probably true, though. Yeah. So that's one thing.
I've heard of that, though, right? Where they play with it, and then the next day it's at their door. I had a friend tell me the same story, too, man.
So, I mean,
now, do you have anything personal that happened to you?
To me, no.
Like when you were growing up in Baghdad, like what happened?
No, I've never had anything like of like. Well, you know, we asked this question right about monsters, and everybody was bringing up La Llorona, Duendes, all
that
stuff.
But that's all. But that's all like folklore stuff.
Yeah, no, I never had anything like that happen to me, man.
Did you have anything personal happen to you that was like actual like paranormal?
I've told this story to two other people. I saw a UFO. My bed when I was growing up faced Bonita Vista High School. It's a terrace, a backyard, a wall, not our property, like ice plants, the fence, the Bonita Vista High School JV baseball field.
Okay.
It's 5 a.m. I was half asleep, half awake, granted. But I was laying in bed just looking out of the window, and behind one of the trees that's in front of the backstops for the junior varsities
field,
there was like a little fucking thing just like floating, dude. And it was spinning and floating, a bunch of lights, and I was like, ¿Qué vergas? ¿Qué es eso? Like, I was little. I was like 15, 16.
He actually said, ¿Qué vergas?
Like, I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I didn't anything. Said, ¿Qué vergas? No, 15, 16. And and I saw that shit spinning.
No, I did.
Whether if I was half asleep or not, but I saw that shit. I don't believe in that shit.
Okay, I was like,
I don't believe in that shit. No, I don't believe in aliens. I don't believe in ghosts.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I told my wife and she laughed at me.
Good.
So I'm not, I don't really believe, fuck. I don't really believe in like alien stuff because it's a little far-fetched. But
you love the movies.
But spiritual stuff, I don't necessarily think that it's it would be out of this realm.
They're out there. The answer is out there. What's that? Yeah, that thing.
Files.
Fuck. Well, here's another one. I'm telling you, that house was weird, man. I hated being alone in that house. I was in my room alone. Nobody was in that house. It was just me chilling. And I was sitting in my room watching. I had a little fucking TV. You remember those little combo TVs that sold at Costco? At a VCR. And then it was like a TV. It was like a 13-inch. I was watching Married with Children.
Nice.
Married with Children. And I'm chilling, just watching it again, 16, 17. I must have been a fucked up kid because that shit would always happen to me. And I hear footsteps coming out the door, the steps. And I peer over and I'm like, okay, nothing there. And it was like still steps coming up. So I close my door. I jump out of my window. I jump into the backyard, over the wall. What the and fuck? I'm looking over my wall into the backyard, up into my window. Nobody's in there, but bitch, I heard fucking footsteps and I saw fucking like shadows underneath and nobody was home. So it wasn't my sister putting a Ouija board.
He almost went Jamaican right there.
I know.
Nobody was home, man.
Is this Jamaican rum? ¿Qué pasó aquí? A lot of weird shit happened in that house. And you can ask my parents, man. Like, estás menso, el mafufo or whatever. Nothing. No.
The only one that I have that. Personal like paranormal shit is that the house that I grew up was in National City, the front.
Damn!
yeah that's
a ghetto ghost. How'd you move from Lakeside to National City? That's a culture
no
fuck.
It actually went from National City to
it works both
on
ways
up.
Brother
yeah,
moved
yeah,
on
yeah.
Moves, it works both ways
that the house was it faced the front
you went
door.
From elotes to corn
yeah with, with a backwards R and
yeah, shit
with a backwards R
with the it's in the backwards R. It's a backwards key.
Well, no, backwards the K R. is forward and the R is backwards. Don't fuck with me on this. I know.
That's your people. Go ahead.
That's my people.
I know my corn.
The house obviously faced the street, and there was a little staircase that there was a big window that you could see somebody as they walked up to the door. Real simple. What would happen in this house is that you would see somebody walk up the stairs, like a shadow walk up the stairs, and then never knock. You would go to the door and be like, there's somebody... Somebody's supposed to be here. And it would happen regularly, once a month, to everybody in my house. We would all, you know, we would all be like, we saw the dude walking up the stairs.
What fucking dude?
It was just, it looked like a guy. It was like a big dude because you had to have been at least like 6 feet tall to see your shoulders and your head where the window is. The crazy part is when my wife moved into our condo in National City.
Wait, so it was your condo before you got married?
Yes.
That's a power move, bro.
Well,
out of you. Out of you. I tip my hat to you.
We had a window that faced the street, but it was the second floor.
Okay.
We would every once in a while, I would see the shadow walk up the window, and it I was like, this.
Did you ever tell wifey about that?
I did tell her about it.
How soon?
She's pretty into like paranormal stuff. And she was like, "All right, well, then you know,
we fuck just, it. We have a third person.
We got a ghost. We got a ghost living with us, dude. It was. That's another one that kind of fucked me up too.
Glasses, I look at you, but I know you got nothing.
I got nothing, man. I never.
Oh,
had
you just got like
that.
An oily face I'm and like suavecito that, dripping
this
from
shit
that
made
main
me sweat, dude. This shit made
you got
me
nothing,
sweat,
huh?
Man. That shit is.
Hey, thanks for showing
strong.
Up.
Dude, I was never scared by shit like that though.
The
man.
The 10-year bullet is.
What is this shit?
Atta boy.
Yeah, this shit is. Fuck.
Oh man, this
that
is
shit
good.
Making me sweat, dude. That shit
right,
is
wait,
fucking
Werner.
Strong.
Salud.
No, real quick. Fuck that. No. Fuck that. But I never had any experience with that, like Llorona and all that bullshit.
Well, let me bring it back to this one, since you're boring. We put it out there and we asked people what scares them or what's been out there. Man. La Llorona. Yes. Fuck that shit. Hearing that story from my cousins growing up would literally make me cry. Yeah. La Llorona.
But there was always like different...
There's
versions
two things
of it, right? Of
but
the
it's
Llorona.
All true, bitch.
It's all true, is it?
There's two that really scare me. La Llorona and El Catrín.
What's El Catrín? I saw
El
you post
Catrín
that.
Was the little character the from Loteria? Loteria, well-dressed man, dapper, kind of looked like a fucking...
What's he going to do? Come fucking
little,
iron your clothes?
Well, my abuelita would always tell me that staying up late or not being a good listener or just being an all-around badass little fucking kid, that motherfucker would show up at the foot of your bed.
And what, he'd make your bed?
And, like, pull your feet and... No, he wouldn't make him. No.
It's a Catrín, bro. What dude. The fuck do Catrins do, bro?
El Catrín was scary.
Make you a drink?
El Catrín was scary.
Can you imagine, like, of? Chris Glass is at the foot of your bed and he pulls your fucking legs?
Ask his neighbors. Sounds like Tuesday. The fuck?
You've seen El Catrín, right?
Yeah.
It's a gentleman. A gentleman at the end of your bed.
Dude.
A gentleman at the end of your bed.
What was... What, okay.
It's
I don't,
scary.
That's scary?
Yeah.
La Llorona. I don't really know the lore.
La Llorona, I believe the history of this, and we should be better versed. We're Mexicans. We
but know. It's the Mexican version of Bloody Mary?
Somebody right? took her children, I believe.
No.
And I know we're going to get shit for it, so I don't even want to get into it.
No.
But La Llorona is scary.
Well, Llorona... What's your version that you've heard?
That she lost her way. She lost her kids. She was caught in between two worlds, the current life and the afterlife.
No,
and she
see,
was
now you're
just unhappy
just
and unsettled.
No, I just heard that like she drowned her kids because she was like mad at her husband or something
no, bitch,
like that.
No, bitch, that happens to
and then
Texas
that's why she's
wives.
Crying, and that's why she's always crying because she's looking for her kids. That's why she looks for little kids.
But she drowned them.
Yeah, she killed them like to get back at her husband or some bullshit like that. And I'm telling you that's what I know.
La Llorona is something to everyone else.
To something
right?
to everyone
it's,
else.
It's a little
There's
bit
a
different.
There's a bunch of stories about her, right? But she appears at night crying for her kids.
Okay, here it is from Wikipedia.
Go ahead.
In Mexican folklore, Woo. La Llorona, a.k.a. the Weeping Woman, is a ghost of a woman who lost her children and now cries while
she
looking for them in a river,
yeah, see,
often causing misfortune to those who are near or who hear
goosebumps?
Her.
Did I get goosebumps?
Did we just both describe the same shit?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Why is she scary, though? What does she do?
She's a fucking ghost, bro. Hovering over the water and just kind of screaming for her kid. Georgie! That's scary.
But I know, like, a lot of moms do that, right? Like, oh, don't play out late at night because La Llorona's going to get you.
Yeah.
So your ass got to come in fucking early. You know what I mean? Like, Mexican parents use all these scary stories.
We're Catholic,
to
bro.
To get your ass inside.
We're forced to do shit strictly through guilt and fear.
True.
Those are the two components of being a little Mexican dude or Latin kid or whatever that make you do shit. Saca la basura. I know. Te va a agarrar la pinche llorona, cabrones. All right, fuck, I'll do it. I'll fucking do it.
For everything, right?
Or everything cucuy. Is like, yeah.
El cucuy
you know what
for
I fuck with my kids
man.
With? The yo-yo snatcher. It's not a Mexican folklore. It's nothing like that. But
Definitely.
The yo-yo snatcher grabs your ass.
The yo-yo
You better go
snatcher?
Pick up them Legos. ¿Por qué, Derek? The yo-yo snatcher's going to come and get that
That's
ass.
That's going to scare me. Bro. I'm scared. What do you want me to pick
like,
up?
Next time you see my kids, Fuck be like, that. Hey, what's up with the yo-yo snatcher?
No. Why did you say el cucuy? Why yo-yo snatcher?
You know, that's interesting. So, like, your kids are scared of stuff already?
I'm to blame for it.
Well, no, because here's the thing. So, like, I don't know if it's because of the things that I'm into.
Like shirts that say Dahmer, Bundy, Gacy.
It's a fucked
them.
Up shirt, bro.
Yeah, right?
Let me take a picture of that shit.
I don't know if it's because of the shit that I'm into, but my kids, like, I have a lot of toys that are, like, of serial killers. Not serial killers, but, like...
Death.
No, like, movie killers.
Okay,
like, Freddy, Jason.
Fuck
and they're all
that.
In my office.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It's nothing to them.
Have
like they don't.
You have an office.
I do have an office.
He has an office. It's a pretty cool office.
You'd like to... One of these days...
You would like that office.
One of these days, I'll invite you over. We'll barbecue.
Oh, nice.
We'll drink.
Yes.
Can we invite Dave? I feel Dave, we're leaving Dave out.
Dave, you can also come to the office.
You said motherfuckers said barbecue.
Did somebody say barbecue?
I'm saying. Barbecue, y'all
don't fucking do.
There it is.
Oh, shit.
Don't insult him.
Damn, son.
I saw his page, man. He had some nice barbecue on
there. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Man V Food.
Man Food certified. Right.
So, anywho, I feel like my kids are already sort of inoculated against scary stuff.
Time out. Inoculated.
Sorry, come on, bro.
Glasses, tell him.
Hold on.
Inoculated.
Yes, I get it.
They not scared by scary.
There it is.
Perfect.
There it is.
Is what
when
I was
did I become
to...
dumb?
That was a glasses filter.
When did I become dumb? Fuck that.
You did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself.
It was a joke once.
What are you talking about? You just said it.
Say tooken again, puto. Say tooken again.
Tooken, taken, whatever.
This is This is your doing.
You get it.
You're the one. You're the one that said use big words. I take it as an insult.
That was good though, right?
No.
Well,
it was good. We got a laugh out of it.
But anywho, I just think that like, fuck.
Is he getting choked up?
Are you
getting choked up?
I can't get it out.
What are you doing?
He gets emotional talking about
I got a little bit of bourbon down my windpipe.
That sounds like a porno.
A little bourbon down my windpipe. A little
bourbon down the windpipe.
It's just funny how...
How sexy do you look over there?
That's very comfortable of him.
Somebody please take a picture.
I just want you to know, I'm dusting your grain hardcore now.
We're making a brute with that. You'll be fine.
A brute.
Oh, man.
Fucking A, man.
I just don't think that my kids are going to be scared of like... That you know, traditionally scary stuff.
Hair loss, maybe.
Maybe hair loss. Except
diabetes.
So wait, time out.
Diabetes.
Are we allowed one hair joke a fucking show now?
Well, now you're at two.
What was the first one?
The hat.
This one was better.
Nah.
This one was good. Hair loss.
You're allowed. Look, you're allowed as many as you think that you're still funny.
All right, cool. I got a few more in me.
Okay, cool.
I've overlooked a couple of situations.
I was very proud of that moment as well.
Look how Glasses, thanks for showing up. What else you got for us on this topic before we move on?
Nothing, man. Was there more?
Put Jaws. I think they may have misunderstood the question.
No.
Go ahead.
No, that's a valid fear because I remember as a child being scared of swimming in pools because of Jaws.
Don't swim in pools.
Don't swim in anything, boom. I guess. But I'm saying problem that's a valid solved. Fear.
All right.
Yeah. Jaws?
Shit.
Because Jaws is considered a scary movie, right? Or
have you ever seen Jaws?
Yeah, but I mean...
On, he bro. Doesn't swim, bro. Look at his
what
hair.
Do you mean I don't swim. Fuck.
Every
time
a motherfucker goes into the water, it's like an Exxon Valdez.
Hold on a second.
I think today was proven that I could swim.
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
You've never seen Jaws.
No, I've seen Jaws.
No, you haven't.
I've seen Jaws.
Quote
man.
From the movie or not quote from the movie? Looks like we're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's from the movie.
He's never watched Jaws. He's never watched Jaws.
He's never watched
Jaws. I'm trying to think of where. No. Where they like they cut up the guy. They're like, the little fucking kid was in there when they cut up the shark.
They cut up a guy or they cut up a shark?
They cut up a shark. No, the kid was in there. I've seen it. I've seen Jaws. I've seen Jaws.
Which is basically like Alien underwater.
No, bitch, I never watched Alien. That's stupid.
I've seen Jaws.
No.
Why the fuck are you scared of Jaws, though? Why are you scared of sharks?
He's mad.
I'm mad because why would you be scared of sharks?
We caught him. We caught him in a situation that he feels uncomfortable with, and now look at him.
I've seen Jaws.
Man, fuck you.
I've gone surfing. I paddleboard on the regular.
Paddleboard. Tell me how cool you are. Do you paddleboard?
Very, very
do you
cool.
vape while you're on your paddleboard?
No, I don't vape.
No? Are you vegan while you're on your paddleboard? Tell me more.
I am vegan.
She poser.
I yoga on my paddleboard.
Did you warrior pose on my paddleboard?
Yoga? Fuck.
No, I don't do that.
I wouldn't.
Hey, you know what? Do that.
I'm down. Yeah. I'm down to paddleboard. And
I know you want a fucking paddleboard. You've asked me to take you paddleboarding. I know Matt's like, please invite me. But I don't know. I'm just the water being fear. Scared of the water.
You didn't watch Jaws as a child.
You provided nothing to this episode today.
What?
I'm hoping you bring it around.
No. Are we close to being done?
I'm just hoping you bring it around.
I gave you my fattest moment, my friend.
I'm just hoping it comes back around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anywho, no. Jaws is scary as fuck, dude.
Not scary.
Jaws is not scary as fuck. You know, okay, no. If we want to talk about scary, and you guys can shit on me all you want, but the first Blair Witch Project scared the shit out of me. And I didn't know about the preemptive hype.
Okay.
I didn't know about all of that, how it was all like a building up towards it.
Can we record my face? Can we record my face?
Okay, so hold on. We talked about this extensively on the Who Goes There podcast.
What podcast is that, Yorsh?
You can go to whogoestherepodcast.com. Also, Who Goes There podcast on Instagram, on any other social media you want to find. We're there. We talked about this extensively. The reason why that shit was scary is because we didn't fucking know what was going on.
Hello.
It felt like a documentary.
Yes.
And so when you left the theater, you knew it was a movie, but was it? And now looking back on it, you're like, yeah, it's bullshit, and it's not, you know, not scary.
I remember
anymore.
There were shows, right? There was actual shows leading up to the movie release.
No,
that,
there was,
no, there was.
There was nothing.
No,
there
no,
was
no. Nothing. I remember no, I saw a no, show no, that was like no. a documentary
I guarantee,
about it. Like,
maybe
it was
maybe
real.
After the fact.
I guarantee.
No,
but I guarantee,
not before. And that's what caught people off guard.
No, I was scared of it because I thought it was real because there were shows leading up to it.
Well, there was
describing
so there,
like the
there,
myth of
there
the Blair Witch.
There was like teaser stuff.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anything that was like concrete, like, okay, this is, it's pointing you. The movie dropped.
Yeah.
We went to go see it.
I didn't go see it.
When was this? Like
1997.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
Neta.
Yeah.
I watched that shit at the Hillcrest Cinema. Because it was like, you know, it was like selected theaters.
Yeah.
And that shit came out and was only at Hillcrest. And I don't know who I went. It was a bunch of friends of ours. And we were just like drunk.
Sorry,
99. Yeah. Dude. That shit scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. I mean,
we walked out of the theater and it was already, because the showing was at midnight. Like, se pasaron de vergas. Like, it was like a Hillcrest showing only at midnight, only like on a Wednesday or a Thursday. And we're like, fuck it, let's go. We went and oh.
The movie itself. Now, here's the thing. The movie itself wasn't super scary.
I got dizzy as fuck watching that thing.
But the implications that it happened, like actually happened, was frightening, dude. Because there was some things going on in that movie that were subtle as fuck, but still scary. I mean, yeah, to this day.
That's a great movie, bro. And you know what part scared me the most? More now, like, I haven't rewatched it. That's a.
You watched it once.
Here's
and
the thing.
It?
I watched that motherfucker once, and that was enough.
It's still good, man. It's still it holds
one
up.
Day else. Yeah, I can
up,
imagine.
Yeah.
I'll rewatch that shit again one day. Like, Exorcist, I'll shit on that movie. Whatever.
Fuck,
that,
no,
that's
The Exorcist, that's fucking
that
scary.
That was comical at points.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No mames. Like a spider on the roof, her head spinning.
No, bro.
I saw that movie
telling the priest, fuck me.
I got goosebumps again.
That spider stuff was cut in the original, like the original cut.
Why?
Well, because it looked goofy.
It was goofy.
Right. So that's
I was scared as fuck, man. I saw that movie for
the
first time.
The original cut of The Exorcist is incredible, dude. Like that is one of the few movies that as an adult still fucks with me.
Yeah. I saw that movie. I was 12 years old.
Ooh, now we're talking. Dude,
broad
now we're,
fucking
now we're,
daylight.
You guys want to go another hour? We could talk about
it. Bitch, we were talking about this was scary.
Broad fucking daylight.
Into that shit.
Broad fucking daylight. And I was scared as fuck, man. Scared as fuck. To this day, I still won't watch that movie at my house.
It's a good
I will not watch that movie. Fuck no.
That movie
doesn't
get me. I don't know why.
I don't want those vibes in my house, man. Fuck that.
I get that.
I don't want
that. I get that.
Shit.
But
Ouija
it
board?
Get me.
Ouija board? Fuck. That. I don't want
scary.
That vibes in my house.
My sister did not put the Ouija board under the fucking pillow.
We're going to bring her in.
The bed. I assure you that.
I'm going to bring her in and
we'll
ask
talk
her.
To her.
We'll talk to her.
Interview her while he's gone.
Yeah, we're
Blair Witch.
Interviewer.
Scariest part of that movie that fucking still would get me if I watch it now, more so since I have children. The little fucking kids in the middle of the woods while they're in the tent, dark as fuck, no one around, and the little kids are laughing and playing outside.
I think that's always scary, right? Little kids are scary.
Dude, that shit, like...
Little kids at night is fucking scary, right?
Little kids in general.
There's two memorable moments for me at a movie theater. Three. We won't get into the third. But the two that drew up emotion...
A hand job by
my glasses.
Chris Glasses.
No. First one...
I was getting popcorn,
was,
actually.
That fucking got me. I was scared. I was like, oh, shit, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's creepy. Number two, Titanic. I cried. Maybe not ball cry, but when that bitch Rose let go of Jack after saying, never let go, and she let go, I was like,
she let go,
let go.
Bitch. You're
tear.
Like,
it was a tear.
Were you with
the
girl?
You had to choke one back?
Dude, I cried.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. I'm a sensitive man. Emo Brown. Yeah. Whatever.
I cry. Dude, I cry at movies all the time. I let it flow.
Yeah.
What's the gayest movie you ever cried at?
The gayest movie?
What was your moment?
There's a small little film called The Martian. Have you seen The Martian?
I'm so hipster. You've never heard of this movie.
No, it's not a hipster movie. I was just kidding.
Matt Damon. Yeah.
When he gets,
that Martian.
When he gets rescued, I have to choke back tears because I go, this is the story of a lifetime. It's great. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. I choke back tears.
Martian. Yeah, I saw
I'm
that.
Telling you.
I saw that at the gym, man. At the gym, they have treadmills and a movie theater,
oh my
and I
God,
saw that
it's
there.
Such a good movie.
No,
scary movies. They bring everything together. Scary situations. They get people talking. Dude, real shit. I can talk for ages about scary stories that I heard growing up. There was one that sticks with me. I had cousins. San Isidro, Villanueva.
That's scary enough.
The project there. Like, and they lived in a house or in one of the little apartments there. And one, two, three. I think it was like four bedrooms. And in those fucking bedrooms, like each one lived. Each one had their own room. And my aunt told us one time that she came out one night and there was a mirror in their hallway, bro. Like on the floor. Just like on the floor.
Pam with it.
And that two of my cousins were there in the hallway just looking at the fucking mirror.
You just got weird cousins.
Yeah. Dude. There's just been shit like that happened in that family and in that apartment. Bottom line, I can tell you some things. And I don't believe in ghosts. And I don't believe in aliens. And I don't believe in
sharks.
And I don't believe in that. But there's just some shit that has happened that I can't explain. Like, I've just like, oh, wow, that's weird. I'm not going to dwell on it because I'm pretty sure I can get lost in a little fucking vortex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not just going to delve into it.
Wow.
There's some weird shit that goes on, man.
Maybe we should do, you know what we should do? When we get closer to Halloween, we should collect some stories, some family stories, because I have some fucked up ones in my family that happened that I would love to talk about.
Ooh, teaser?
Yeah, teaser.
Teaser for Halloween.
All right, cool. Oh, man. So where are we at now?
Just,
I feel like we're dragging.
We're fine.
Just real quick.
You're dragging, maybe.
Oh, shit.
This thing made me...
I've taken a few shots of this thing already.
Yeah. It made me sweat.
You had a Q&A thing you wanted to get to.
I do want to get to a Q&A. I feel like people don't understand the component, the dynamic that we currently have here at Emo Brown.
Maybe.
I want to get everyone up to speed on who's involved. You know?
Chale.
Like you, Producer George, tell me about yourself. First question.
Oh,
prefaced
right
by
in?
A statement.
Okay.
I know you through a mutual friend.
This is true.
You have a podcast.
This is true.
That podcast is called the Who Goes There Podcast.
Who Goes There Podcast at whogoesherepodcast.com.
/.net.
.live.
Question for you.
Yeah.
This podcast will eventually surpass that one. I'm sorry. There's a lot of shit happening that's going to happen, and it's going to just snowball into that. And I'm going to tell you right now. This podcast.
What's the question?
This podcast.
Is that a question or just
other than insult my show, what's the question?
At what point do you realize that this podcast is running circles around your current podcast? What will it take for you to be like, damn, you're right, Steve. This podcast is awesome.
I say that now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me happy.
But
cheers
no,
to that.
But see, I think that this is two different things.
You can't cheers me and not drink.
Sorry.
All the way.
I was in the middle of a statement. Sorry. So I think for me, I think Who Goes There... You okay?
Tip top. Playboy.
I think Who Goes There is a passion project for me.
It is.
I don't really care about notoriety and money and blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
fake news. You want to know how I know you're lying? You have a fucking Patreon account.
We're making a little bit of dough, which is nice because it offsets.
And I enjoy it because I'm tight with money, dude. I don't like to give money unless I know I like something. Burritos.
We appreciate
weed
you.
And whiskey. And my kids and the wife. You know?
Yeah.
Those are my things. I give you like fucking $5 a month, bro.
All of those dollars.
Wow.
There are very few things that I've been passionate about in my life. That, you know, I've done music my entire life.
Go ahead. Done
creative things. But I think podcasting in general. And I don't mean necessarily like the Who Goes There podcast. I just think being passionate about like creating content to me is like the most important thing. And whether or not this show is bigger than Who Goes There, like to me, it doesn't matter. I'm super passionate about Who Goes There. Like that's like my number one.
When are you getting an Emo Brown tattoo?
It depends on the tattoo. If it's good, I'll do it.
Boring.
Yeah.
Is our tattoo not good?
Glasses.
Is our tattoo not good?
Glasses.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Full name.
Christian.
I knew it. Your name is Christian.
Christian.
Huh? Mas.
Gonzalez. Gonzalez. Mexican as fuck.
What's the middle name?
No middle name.
How can you be Mexican without a middle name and then a last like suffix?
I'll tell you this. This is how I'm Mexican. My mom's last name is Gibson. My last name is Gonzalez.
Wait a second.
Mexican as fuck, right?
Wait a second.
No,
that's not Mexican as fuck, bro.
That is Mexican as fuck.
Wait a second.
That is Mexican. Your mom's last name is Gibson?
Gibson, yes.
You look Middle Eastern, and your last name is Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
Damn, motherfucker.
Want me to get more Mexican?
Yes.
No, I don't.
No, no, watch.
Let's back it up.
On my birth certificate, Gonzalez is with the S. On my social security card, it's with AZ.
So you got Spaniard blood.
Whenever I go to do like legal shit, it's a fucking headache.
Legal shit.
Where are getting a library card or what?
Like stealing green cards.
Where does the Gibson come in?
And do you have an SG?
Are you not full blooded?
No. Long story that in Trump America, I cannot discuss.
Well, check this out.
And there's a white guy here.
Is Emo Brown
so
a lie?
I can't discuss that. No, no, I'm fine.
Emo Brown is lying.
No, I'm fucking
Emo Coconut.
Emo Coconut.
No.
Is he Emo Three Quarters Brown?
No.
Yeah. Gibson, Brown? Bro?
Yeah.
Not even Epiphone?
No, but, right? But.
Not even Schecter?
Because.
Stupid.
We have white people here. I can't say why. Gibson.
If my grandfather walked in on us right now, he would be disappointed.
On us?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
He'd be like, what are you idiots doing? Get to work.
No, Joto, we talked about this last time. No, we talked about this last time. We're hard workers. I feel like, you know what? And I've talked to this about to my mama and my dad. And I said, would my grandparents be proud of what we've done?
But yes. You're successful.
We've
already talked about this. You're successful.
No,
you're
it has nothing to do with that. Like, we're doing what we want to do.
I think my grandparents you're successful, bitch. Are more proud of the fact that I have a family.
Yes, that's
more
what
than,
I'm being.
More than
yes.
anything. More than anything. This I don't think my grandfather understands my career. Like if I told him that I create teeth from a computer, he would have no concept.
Fucking nerd. He
wouldn't have any concept of it. Viejo. So like it's hard.
Haces dientes, cabrón.
Right. So
it's hard. En mis huevos,
champ.
It's hard for him.
Your grandpa
to,
said champ.
To conceptualize it. So like
conceptualize.
Glasses. To make pictures in your brain.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Como se dice? Get a fucking library card.
And so when cosa? My grandpa asked me.
Damn, dude, you went southern on us.
Me.
Go ahead. Go
what
ahead.
I do for my job.
Mad food certified moment.
It's hard for me to be like,
mad
well,
food certified moment Grant, brought to you by.
I use a computer to make teeth, and then I put them in people's heads. Like, it's hard.
Not
it's
in their mouth.
Work. You in put some head. South in their mouth.
It depends on what tooth we're working on.
The lower bicuspid.
Stupid.
We wouldn't ever say that.
But it's a true, it's a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Bad at you.
Bad at you.
Talk to me. Teeth? Talk to me more about teeth, please.
We're on a good one right now. Our grandparents would be proud of all of us.
Not mine.
Even white people grandparents. Why?
But you guys are successful.
What, no, bitch, it has nothing to do with success.
Owner.
We've established
business owner. Double business owner. Fucking business doctor.
Business owner.
We've established ourselves. What?
My grandparents see me and they're like,
puta raíces.
Way.
They came over here with like nickels in their fucking pockets and like hopes
nickels,
and aspirations.
Rich boy over here.
I know. I still have nickels
just
in my
just with
fucking
hopes
pockets.
And aspirations. Like, I'm doing this because I know my children will have a better life and maybe their children will do something with it. You have a fucking job, bro.
Mexican.
That's all that matters.
No.
See, no wonder you want. No wonder you're against motherfucking.
I'm not successful like you guys. If I was successful like
here
you,
go.
If I had a business.
This emo brown moment was brought to you by Chris Glasses.
It was brought to
Christian
you by Bullet.
Glasses.
Bullet Bourbon.
Wow.
By Bullet Bourbon.
The bourbon's bringing it out.
Yeah, it is. I'm not successful.
Maybe we should end it at that.
I thought. Are we? Maybe we should have ended it at Trump's America.
You are Trump's
America.
I'm gonna
America. Get fucking.
How are you wearing a Mexico shirt? Hey, and you want to separate families?
Let's advertise my shirt real quick. Let's advertise my shirt real quick for Machete.
Please don't.
Machete.
Hey, please did you get the job advertise. There?
I may be working there now.
Maybe or yes or no?
Yes.
Last week it was yes.
Say goodbye.
To what?
To 3Punks. No, just for me. No more 3Punk shirts for me,
last
Steve.
Last week.
No more 3Punk shirts. Sorry. Matt, I'll still wear a Manhattan shirt. Thanks.
That's fine. I love
last
you.
Last week, Machete. Not best friend. This week, Machete, best friend.
That's cool. Friend. I will always love you.
Thank you.
You are.
Thank you. Wink at me again.
There it is. Nobody asked me a question.
I don't got any fucking questions for you. I'm now mad at you.
I got a question.
Why are you mad at me?
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Because you're successful.
Bitch, successful? Here, I'm going to tell you. Nah, go ahead. I'm going to leave
go
you.
Ahead. We got a question.
I got a question
what?
For you.
I'm going to let you be.
I have a question for you.
The man with the thinning hair. Go ahead.
the thinnest hair.
Third that's hair three. Joke.
That's the only thing thin on you.
Well, my hands are pretty thin.
You do have some dainty fingers.
I got thin hands.
Let me see those hands.
Look at these things, dude.
No mames.
Dude, that's not ready.
These look hands.
Those motherfuckers have been sweating till the oldies since 1995.
Literally just handle teeth all day long. That's it.
Man hands. Secretary hands.
They're not you're secretary hands.
Hands on a secretary. Hold. Matt, I want you to see these.
Hold on.
Typewriters, fucking computers.
It's a mouse. It's a mouse.
Emails.
Can we take a timeout? I feel like this is where we're at our best, though. Where we're just shooting the shit and just going in on things.
I got a question for you.
All right.
How do you balance family life and work life?
Ooh. My wife would tell you I don't because she's always mad about it. You never make time, but I understand what she says.
Okay.
I don't. Fucking, if you ask Matt, my partner at the Elwood, which you'll be hearing about in an upcoming interview with Matt Cieslak, the owner proprietor of he's two just, local he's, bars.
As of right now, he's just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Cieslak.
It's hard, dude. There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of like moving parts. And people laugh at me, oh, fuck you, whatever. Everyone does that. And I get it. But mine is fucking harder. I have to get up early. 1:30 in the morning every fucking day to go to UPS.
Yep.
Because kids need insurance, and insurance is a bitch. After UPS at like 2 in the morning to fucking 9:30 in the morning, I go to the Elwood. I go to the Elwood, and I put in 2 hours in the morning, counting money, replacing bottles, chatting to one of the staff members there, just kind of like getting a feel for how things are.
Yeah.
From there, I go home, I shower, I have breakfast. It's like 11 o'clock almost. I get dressed, I go to jujitsu.
Hold on.
It ain't over yet.
Wait, it ain't over yet. That's not the question I'm asking you. I'm not asking you your schedule.
How do I balance
what
it?
What I'm asking you.
Go ahead.
Is mentally, how do you balance it?
I don't think about it.
You just don't do it.
I just fucking do it.
You just
get into that mode where it's like, this is the shit that I have a list of things that I write down that what has to get done on Monday if it's Sunday, like tonight. Like, what has to get done? It's fucking overwhelming to look at that list sometimes. Not tomorrow's list,
because tomorrow
I got to get up at 5 in the morning, get on a plane by 7, and just fly to New York and drink and eat, and just, that's it. But maybe.
Bong.
But yeah, dude, I don't think about it. And it's not a woe is me. I was built for this shit. Like, I tell my mom, I tell my wife, I tell my pops, I tell them, I was built for this shit. I wasn't built to be in a cubicle. I did that shit for like 15 fucking years. I was built to do things. Like, yeah, do your math.
I'm like 15 minus...
It's actually 17 years. But I wanted to make it easy because glasses is here. Carry
do
the
you,
one.
Do you ever...
2 + 4...
Here's what I would ask you, because I feel the same way. I feel like there are times when I overwhelm my schedule.
It's self-inflicted, bro. Take a step back. It's all self-inflicted.
What do you think that is? What's the motivation behind that?
I'm running from something to build something else.
Cause mine is dad issues.
Nah.
My whole thing is I always want to be better than what my dad was.
I think that's in all of us.
But I think your dad kind of has his shit together. My dad died a year ago.
But that doesn't
riddled with diabetes.
You're taking into that again, huh?
I always.
Damn, son. You gonna cry today?
I'm gonna cry.
I'm just letting you know. No, I think the white perspective with Matt. I know for a fact his hustle, he wants to do better than what the bar was prior to him. You know, I think we all have that in us. We all want to do better than what was set for us. I would see it as a failure if I didn't. My mentality, you ask, is I just turn it off and I say, fuck it, I got to hustle. I got to get it done. There's no other option. I don't get it done when I can't. That's the only thing that stops me from like moving on to the next thing. I can't do it. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
But we do it because we have to. We've bored Chris. We've bored Glasses.
Yeah,
Glasses is looking at the dollar menu at McDonald's online. This motherfucker.
He's looking at
double cheeseburgers. Man. I'm going to look at double
Today's
cheeseburgers.
Double
and
cheeseburger
go,
kind of day.
No, I'm listening.
That's it. We're all hustlers. We talked about two kinds of Mexicans last.
Oh, sorry.
Stereotypes. The lazy Mexican and the hardworking Mexican. And I think all of us have that in us. We all can be lazy. I've fucking smoked a joint at 2 in the afternoon, hung out with the kids, watched movies, and then nothing. I've gotten up at 1:30 in the morning and not gone back home until like 11 p.m. Just strictly working, grinding. We all got that shit in us. We all got to deal with that shit because nobody here was born on third and acted like it hit a triple. Nobody has silver spoons in their mouths. Nobody was given anything. It's like I always tell the fucks here at the brewery at Three Punk Ales on 259 3rd Avenue in Chula Vista, put some south in your mouth. We are strictly a minor threat. It's like I tell these fucks here, you know, we're not rich. We're not pretty. We're going to have to fucking work for it. Like,
just say you're not pretty?
Yeah, I mean, this is a metaphor because we know we're handsome gentlemen, but we're not rich, we're not pretty.
Some of you guys are,
we
not you.
We know we have to work for it. What does that mean? We're not one of those breweries that has millions and millions of dollars behind them pushing
First off, look at that beard you've got going on.
Dude, this is fucking 4 days of
yikes.
4 days, though.
You look like a fucking paisa, bro.
I am a paisa, doggy.
No, you're not.
Why not?
No, you're fucking white. What does he call himself? Vanilla bean?
All right, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Glasses, I love you. You had a rough show today.
Did I?
You were mid-show looking at the menu on McDonald's. I forgive you.
Thank you.
Come back strong next week.
I think I did all right. I did all right.
All right is not good enough. All right doesn't keep the lights on.
I think I did all right.
¿Qué pasó?
Solid as fuck. The huge. You know?
Not like my hairline, though, right?
Nah, that's a stupid gay joke. A stupid hair joke.
Edit that out.
Me? Yo soy el Estivo. Find me at anything, Three Punk Ales, at The Beardless Brewer. Thank you for listening today.
The worst Instagram page ever. Yeah.
The Beardless Brewer?
Yeah.
I don't do anything on there.
You don't do anything, dude.
What do I need to do?
You posted a picture of you with medals, and I was like, ooh.
Kind of douchey.
Yucky.
Kind of douchey.
Es muy yucky.
But, I mean, the thing was, # soy un douche.
Yeah.
I'm a douche, bro. I'm an asshole.
Agreed.
This is Jorge signing out. You can hang out at whogoesherpodcast.com and whogoesherpodcast on Instagram because we always there. And if you want to throw us a couple bucks, Patreon. Hey,
I give this fucker $5 a month. It ain't worth it.
You can up it if you want.
What do I get? Bring down the tears.
Nudes. If you did, yo, if you hooked up that 20, I'd give you a shot glass tonight with our fucking logo on it.
You know what?
How much does it got to give you for nudes?
News flash. Emo Brown, the saddest Mexican, will never set up a Patreon page and will never ask for monies. Glasses, you're next.
Will we have that many fans, you think?
We're growing, brother.
I like it.
I think we touched on something that people are interested in. Nice. But we'll get on that in episode 4.
Except for this episode.
This was a good one.
I'm just kidding.
We delved deep to jump in.
Trump's America. Got fucked up by this whiskey.
That whiskey got you saying some dumb shit.
Dude, yeah. I'm fucking sweating, dude.
If I was gonna balance like the dumb shit between the Farfan interview that has not yet been released.
Oh fuck.
And you
look, if you're on Patreon,
that would
be a Patreon exclusive.
$5 a month will get you the Farfan?
Yeah.
The Farfan interview.
Bug.
Yeah.
Shit made me sweat, man.
Good.
Everything's strong.
Good. You know what? I'm happy you showed up. You didn't do much, but I'm happy you showed up.
did he ask our fan why it took 45 minutes for a fucking burrito?
Dude.
Damn. You know what? That's a touchy subject. We don't want to touch.
I almost got beat up by that.
Sign it out.
Hey, Emo Brown, the saddest Mexican, back for the first time. Thank you.
Adios.
Later, stupids.